This is episode number 2174 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 18th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a message for Dolly Parton.
Oh?
While she was gracious to ask that she be removed from the nominations,
yeah.
The Rock Hall has replied by saying, "Thank you, but no thank you. You're still on the ballot."
Wow. Wow.
Dolly. Ballots already went out to the 1,100 Rock Hall voters a month ago, and plenty of voting has already happened.
Yeah, they can't stop that. Price Join. Waterhouse and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think they have Price Waterhouse.
In response, the hall had this to say in a statement.
Okay.
From its inception, rock and roll has had deep roots in rhythm and blues and country music.
That's true.
That's what the statement said.
Mm-hmm.
And goes on.
Oh, it goes on.
It is not defined by any one genre. Rather, that's a cool word.
Genre. I love that word. Yeah. Use it a lot.
It's not Jeaner.
Jeaner? Never heard of it being called Jeaner.
Jeaner. Rather, a sound that moves youth culture. Dolly Parton's music impacted a generation of youth fans and influenced countless artists that followed. So yesterday, Dolly says she understands the reason better now, but still is uncomfortable being nominated.
Well, and I get that. I mean, but when you think about it, previous Hall of Fame classes included like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and Brenda Lee and Chet Atkins. So, Dolly Parton is up there with those folks. Now, Johnny Cash did do, it wasn't really rock and roll, but his records were played on rock stations back in the day.
And
not so much Hank Williams, not so much Chet Atkins, but, But also, Dolly Parton wrote one of the biggest songs of all time, and it was covered by Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and so for that was all obviously a pop song. So, and I said this the other day when we started talking about this, was it 3 days ago, is that, so Eminem is like the second most voted by the fan vote this year. He's not rock and roll.
Right.
I'm sorry, he's just not rock and roll. So if there is an option for Dolly Parton to be included, I get it. She doesn't want to take up the space. She doesn't want to, keep Lionel Richie from getting in or somebody like that, and I totally get that. But if the Rock Hall members vote for her, that is what it is. They,
is she deserving of an honor? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, no. We owe Dolly Parton a bunch. I mean, really. She is. Everybody knows. She's a national treasure, for God's sake.
She is. So are her boobs and her wigs.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. This is just proof that she is class act.
She is class act. I'll give her that.
And you know what? And she is a treasure to us all. So.
And my favorite quote of her, it takes a lot of money to look this trashy.
Right. So we'll see what happens. But I think for sure that she might be up there in the vote. We'll see.
How many people get in?
I think 7.
Okay.
They do 16. They had 16 nominees this year. I don't know if that's the way it is every year. The fans vote until the end of April this year. Uh-huh. And they consider the top 5 fan votes out of the 16 in with the rest of the votes. So they figure that in. But it's a very small, they say, a very small amount. Good on Dolly.
You go, Dolly. Go, Dolly. I haven't been watching Flip or Flop like I used to.
Yeah.
Because it was just like...
Just like seen it. Been there, done that. He's going to say she's spending too much money on the tile and the backsplash. She's going to go like, but...
Well, they agree more now than they used to.
Buyers will be obsessed.
They've been agreeing more.
Buyers will be obsessed.
On last night's series finale, Flip or Flop, because
we reported that last night was the last night.
Yeah. The last
I mean,
night
the reruns will play forever.
In perpetuity.
Yeah. Yes. They're going to be on, forever.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
And then
but
after that, forever.
Tarek and Christina are kaput.
Yep. Kaput. On last night's series finale, Flip or Flop, series finale. It was Christina who revealed...
Yeah.
Basically said to Tarek,
yeah,
a surprise Tarek, I might add,
Yeah, sure it was. I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, it was totally staged.
Why she thought they should end the show. They're flipping business together.
Yeah.
She said, I can't beat these houses for you like I should. It's been an amazing run. There's been ups and downs, but it's been mostly fun.
Mostly fun, except the time that you yelled at me in front of the entire crew last year. I saw this coming just for that reason. I figured they were done after that. I really did.
Yeah, it's but you know what? It's time.
I know it's time. They've got a lot of water under the bridge between the two of them. They still have two kids together. They've got to coexist.
I saw his Facebook post yesterday. Pain.
Yeah.
And he thanked her.
Well, he should, yeah.
And obviously. He should.
And he did last night in the show, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I saw it. I don't know if you did, but I saw it.
I did.
Yeah, and the house, by the way, the last house he did, amazing, as always.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Christina, she's splitting her time between her new home in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And California.
Yeah.
As well as her relationship with Joshua Hall, who was in last night's episode.
Yeah, he was in the car. They made their SOs wait in the car while they got out and had this conversation on the porch of the flip, which I thought was totally staged.
It was absolutely staged. Yeah. Absolutely staged. It made no sense.
There was also a time where she, in the episode, and I don't want to belittle this, but she kind of said something to the effect that she was kind of resentful towards Tark, you know, for the fact that it's always about money, blah, blah, blah.
Well, she has to clear everything through him.
Yeah, right. And so it was just kind of like, oh, you're getting ready to drop the ball on us. We know. We know.
We know. We know. We know this is a serious finale. You don't have to play the games. No games.
They played the games.
But the front door they stood in front of was quite amazing.
The door was...
it was really pretty.
I was obsessed with it. I was obsessed.
Were you obsessed with it?
I was obsessed.
You're so obsessed with it.
I feel sorry for... what's the guy's name? Jeff? Their contractor? He's going to have to find new work now. But probably Jeff is probably going to end up on Tarek's new show. Because he's going to do a new show with him and his wife.
See, I think, I want to say I've seen him on Christina on the Coast.
Who, Jeff? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they owe these guys, they owe these guys anything. They've made them all rich.
Izzy has been on Christine and the Kids.
Izzy has been on. I'd just like to say one thing.
What's that?
Halle Berry will never flip a house. She'll never flip a house.
And why? Why not?
Because
why
not? That's not her. She would never put up with no Tarek Al-Musa. No. No. All right. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.